Dalet Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia Nidcha, Sunday the 2nd of October, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, who broke it?
Interesting story. There was a Yid in Eretz Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, two daughters got engaged, one after the other. Sal Shein, Voy Rashein, Simcha, Fein Ezach, all well. The only problem is, Tzvei Techter, Dachten Treffen Anadim, Tzvei Nadim Dachten Treffen, you need to find money to marry off both these daughters. They say that the reason why Yisroi had seven names is because he had seven daughters, and every time he made a chasen, he went bankrupt, he had to change his name. So this one had to find now money for two chasenes. Sure, Vos Tutman, a fine Yid from Eretz Yisrael, but Tutvos Medachton, you go to America. So he had a very rich korev in America, an uncle, very wealthy fellow. And he phoned up the uncle and he said he'd like to come to America to stay by him collecting. And the uncle said to him, no problem at all. You can stay by me, I'll give you a room, I'll feed you, I'll look after you. Don't ask me for money. I'm not giving you, you can collect, I'll help you collect, no problem at all. But ich geben kein Geld. No problem at all. Sure. He came to America, his uncle hosted him, and he stayed in the uncle's house. And he went collecting. Anyway, one night, he's fast asleep in his room, in the guest room, and he hears a noise, wakes him up. And he hears from the master bedroom a balagan. What happened? Robbers came into the house, and they put a gun to the head of the balaboss. And they said to the balaboss, tell us where you keep your money. If not, we'll kill you. And the balaboss says to the ganovim, he said, Tumi atoy, leave me alone, don't kill me, don't start with me. You want to know where my money is? Go downstairs to the kitchen. In such and such cabinet in the kitchen, there you'll find it. Showing, as the nephew, that's Estrolik, a nephew, hears this, he jumps out of bed, he's Gaber Kari, and he jumps out of bed with the ganze koiches, and he runs downstairs all the way to the kitchen, and he finds the kitchen cabinet where this money is, and he starts taking out wads of dollars, and he starts throwing them through the window in the kitchen, outside. And he's throwing. And when he hears the robbers coming downstairs, he quickly runs outside. I lift the voice, and he comes outside, and he holds out a ganze peckel geld, the $50,000, mamish, meridik. And, sure, the ganovim take race another 150,000, and they disappear. Sure. He quickly goes upstairs quietly, goes back to sleep. Now, the Shailis, he goes to the Rav before Rosh Hashanah and he says, Rebbe, he says, do I need to tell the Balabos that I've taken this money? That is Trigeben. Do I need to give it back to him? Or can I keep the money? Those are the Shailis.
Did he give his money or Yenem's money?
Yes? Sorry?
Whose money did he give?
It's the Balabos'
money.
Yenem's money. Sure, does the shayla? Can he keep the money? Can he not keep the money? So let's see what we can come up with. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Zayin Nomad Beis, Boy Rava. Rava asks the shayla. Dolso al kli the loish of rosoi, the animal, the behemoth. She didn't break the kli. It wasn't a regal, she didn't break the kli with her goof, the behemah, but she knocked the kli and it didn't break. What happened was, it was nisgal geile mokemache, it rolled somewhere else, v'nishbar, and then it broke. Mahu. What's the halacha? Now we know that there's halacha of tzroyus, chatzinezek tzroyus, that means if a behemah, if the animal's walking the street and it kicks a stone and the stone breaks something else, that's not goofoi, it's not doing the damage with its own goof, it's doing it through the stone. So either the behemoth can damage through its goof, or the behemoth can damage through a stone which it kicks, and the stone hits something else. But what happens, says Rava, in this case, where? The behemoth kicked the actual kli itself, but it didn't break the kli. And the kli rolled, it rolled somewhere else, v'nishbar, and over there it broke. Mahu, what is the halacha? Boso mi'ikor azlino? Do we say that we look at the damage is already as if it's already done at the beginning, Basami Korazlin, or do we follow the beginning, the gufehi, It's as if the damage already happened when the behemah kicked the kli, and therefore it's gufoy, the behemah is kicking, breaking the kli with its guf. Oy dilma basatova manas lino. We go, we follow the end. When the kli finally broke at the end, and therefore it's considered sroiros, says the Gemara, tifshoit leim de rabba, we can clarify this shaila with the halacha that Rabbo said. What did Rabbo say? The Omer Rabbo. Rabbo said as follows. Zorak kli miroish hagag. A person throws a kli from the roof, from the top of the roof. Stands on top of the roof and throws the jug down. Like Amsa the Rebbe. When the Chachamim were davening for Rebbe, so she threw something down and stopped them for a second. They got a shock. And Rebbe left this world. So here a person stood on top of the roof and he threw down the kli. Zorak kli miroish hagag. Ubo acher v'shovri b'makal. Somebody else came along and broke the kli with a stick while it's in the air. Who's chayev? Is the fellow who broke the kli chayev or is he potul? Says Rabbo, he's potul. Why? Damrinon lei mona tvira tovar. He has broken a broken kli. He hasn't broken the kli. The kli was already broken as far as anyone's concerned. The minute that kli came off the roof, the kli's already broken. Svafalim. So he didn't do anything. He didn't break the kli. The kli's already broken. So the minute the kli fell off the roof, we consider it as if the kli's already broken. And maybe the second person who hit the kli with a stick is potul. And hu adin, we would say that the damage has already happened at the beginning where the animal kicked the kli. Then the damage has already happened, and we'd say it's gufoy. As I speak in Gemara. So now, l'cha'ira, if we would translate this Gemara back to our fascinating story, which I saw written in a sefer, I didn't make it up myself, then l'cha'ira, we could say as follows, seeing as, and we're taking on this as the scenario, seeing as it's a davar poshut, that the reason these ganovim came into the house was in order to steal the money, and they didn't go into all this effort, into all this danger, into this sakana to endanger themselves, to walk out with nothing, they were definitely planning on taking this money, they had a good way of getting the information out of the Barabbas, and they were on the way down. So as far as anyone's concerned, the money is a kli shovel, it's a broken kli. It's already a broken kli. The kli is already a kli shovel. The money's gone already. So all he's doing is breaking a broken kli. He's taking money that's already gone, that's already, as far as anyone's concerned, disappeared. Fashteitzach, we're taking on that. Once again, we've taken it, there's no ways of retrieving this money. We're talking in a scenario where there's no way to retrieve it. We're not talking where there's a way to retrieve it. We're talking about a situation where it's Zorakli. So once the Ganovim have decided they're taking the money, and they're on the way downstairs to get it. So then maybe the money's already gone. Well, so then maybe it's Zorakli Merei Shagag. The nephew, the poor nephew, the Baal HaSimcha, as far as he's concerned, he's breaking a broken kli, and therefore l'chayra, he's potter. He doesn't have to tell the Barabbas anything. He can keep the money. He can aheim gain, and he can machen a shein echasne, zwei shein echasne is megemachen. L'chayra. No, chayazekum toysin the Gemara Baba Kama. However, we need to look at Toysus. Kum to gain Toysus, and says as follows. Toysus wants to differentiate between two different scenarios. Zoktoisus, nire, it seems to be. The imzorak eden oicheitz alakli, ubo acher v'kodam shogre. What would happen if the fellow standing on top of the roof wouldn't throw the kli down? But the kli would be standing somewhere, and he would shoot an arrow onto it, or he'd throw stone onto that kli. And then the second person would come and break the kli. What would be the aloch in such an instance? Says Tosfos, in that scenario, the second person would be chayef. He wouldn't be potter. We wouldn't say mona tviritova. We wouldn't say that he's broken a broken kli. The pshita de chayef, says Tosfos, it's poshut is chayef. Veloy shayech kan, you cannot possibly say the klal of mona tviritova, that he's breaking a broken kli. And Tosfos proves it. Says Tosfos, de'i amri azlinon nami hocha bosam yikora. If in this instance we would also go bosam yikora, you would never be able to say that tsroiros is different to gufoy, that tsroiros is a special thing of chatzinezek, because every tsroiros, lichayra, would be considered gufoy. What is Troilus? Troilus is not when the behemoth damages with its own body, but when the behemoth kicks the stone and the stone does the damage. If you're always going to say that somebody kicking the stone is considered bosa mikora azrinon, that it's as if his goof did it, so there's no difference between gufa and Troilus. Must be that gufa, the damage happens at the beginning. Troilus, the damage happens at the end. Memela says Tosfos, if Reuven throws the jug off the wall, off the roof, and then Shimon hits it with a stick, then Shimon is potul. Mashaikain, if Reuven doesn't throw the jug, he doesn't touch the jug, Reuven didn't touch the jug at all, didn't touch the kli at all, he threw a stone at the kli, and then Shimon broke the kli, then Shimon would be chayev. And the chilik is, because in the first instance where Reuven actually took the kli itself, and he threw the kli off the roof, so he's done the damage in the kli already, then we say bosa mikora azrinon. But where Reuven hasn't touched the kli, he doesn't do anything to the kli. He throws an arrow at the kli, he throws a stone at the kli, so he hasn't done any damage to the kli is still intact, he hasn't done anything. So Memein, it's such an instant, Shimon is the one who broke it. We don't say bosa mikora
azrinon. The arrow just shot it, didn't he?
The arrow broke it in the end. The arrow was going to break it. But Shimon went and proceeded, and Shimon was makdim and broke it before Reuven broke it. Sure. So if we come back, so now let's come back to our Shaila. In our case, the Ganovim, do you compare it to the case where the Kli is being thrown off the roof? Or do you compare it to the case where an arrow is being shot at the Kli?
Arrow.
Huh?
Second arrow.
Second case, arrow. Why? Because the Ganovim didn't touch the money. They haven't done anything to the money yet. They are the arrow. They are the stone. They are the arrow coming towards the kli. They're coming downstairs. That's the arrow coming towards the money. So Memela, there's a chet, there's an arrow being shot at the money. And now, when the soldier, the nephew, comes along to take the money, so l'chari l'fi toisves, he should be chayev. So l'chari according to toisves, he was going to have to tell the balawasi, they have to give the money back. And each can make a chassan, we'll be able to make a chassan now. Or you'll have to go continue stay in America for another few months. Going to Tosfos, l'chayim. So far. However, let's see if we can save this poor fellow. Let's see.
Sure.
So, comes along the Nesivus and the Chazon Nish, and they ask on Tosfos. Chazon Nish asks on Tosfos. From a Gemara in Baba Kama, but L'chayra seems to contradict Tosfos. Zok the Gemara in Baba Kama. V'otanya, we learnt in a braisa. Mi shebo baderech. Baba Kama kuf tesvavim des. Mi shebo baderech. U'mo'is biyodoy. He's travelling along the way and he's got money in his hands. V'anos kenegdoy. A highway robber comes along. Kenegd him and wants to take his money. So now, he wants to save himself this money. So, what does he do? He's got a morid kechap. He's got money in his hands. He doesn't want to lose his money. The highway robber is going to steal it. So he thinks like this. Lo yoimah, he shouldn't say. Peiroi shiyesh li b'soich beisi. I've got fruit of my sesheni in my house. And I'll be mechalel then. I'll be mechal the kedusha. I'll take the kedusha from the peiros, my sesheni, and I'll transfer the kedusha onto this money. So very quickly, this money will now become my sesheni. And the Ganovim won't be stealing his own money. They'll be stealing from his charity fund. They'll be stealing from his Maisa money, from his Maisa Sheni. Lo yoimav, he shouldn't do that. The person shouldn't do that. Shouldn't quickly chaprani. You've got highway robbers coming in. They're about to steal his money. He said, Peiru shiyeshti beveisi mecholonim al moisaelu. No, lo yoimav, he shouldn't do this. V'im omar. But if he does do this, dvor of kayomim, it works. It does work. Says the Gemara, hochav maheskinon, cut out the Gemara over here. V'shiyochal ahatzil. Because this money can be saved. Because it can be saved, so maybe he's allowed to do it. Says the Gemara, v'shiyochal lahatzil. If we're talking that this money can theoretically be saved, lechatchila ma yoimar. So why should, lo yoimar, why can't he do this lechatchila? V'shiyochal lahatzil alidei atchak. Because this money can only be saved alidei atchak. U'memeyle lechatchila, he shouldn't do it. But if he did it, then dvar of kayomim. One thing we see in this Gemara is that if there's no ways that he can save this money, You've got 50 Ali robbers around him. They've all got guns. There's no way in the world that this fellow can save this money. Then it won't work. The Maishisheni cannot be Meichel Maishisheni, and even if he does it, it won't work. Zetnishgein. It won't work. Zetnishtauki. Why not? Lichoira. Because this money, for all means and purposes, is non-existent as far as he's concerned. It's gone. It's broken. It's gone. It's finished. Why? Because the robbers are going to take it. Say, Holt nicht dem Geld. The money's gone as far as he's concerned. He doesn't have the money. He can't be Mechalil Maishisheni onto money which he doesn't have. And why doesn't he have the money? Because Mona Tvira, this money is gone. Because the highway robbers are going to take it. E.F. shall have to. We're talking where he can't save it at all. So maybe the Maishisheni won't be Chal. Now, these robbers, can we compare them to Zorakli? Or is it Zorak Chetz? Did they throw the Kli off the roof, these robbers? Or did they shoot an arrow at the Kli? They haven't taken the money. They haven't touched the money yet. They're the arrow coming towards the money. The robbers are an arrow coming towards the money to go and take it. And yet, we see in the Gemara that you can't be Mechala Mois Maaseh Sheni onto this money. Why not? Because for all means and purposes, this money is gone. It's Ovad Min Oilom. It's finished. It's gone. So you see from here that even when Reuven didn't throw the Kli off the roof, Reuven only shot an arrow at the Kli is still considered gone, done and dusted, and Shimon Shluchari should be potu. Just like if the robbers are coming towards the money, they haven't touched the money. Afilu Hochel, we say that for all means and purposes, money is gone. It's Ovad Min Oilom. It's gone. And the owner can't be Mechal or Mois because he doesn't have that money anymore. The money's gone. So we see from this Gemara, not like Toysus, as in fact the Chazon Ish. And so says the Nesivus from this Gemara. According to this, the Nesivus nephew can keep the money, according to this Gemara. The Chayrib, be a Machloikas Toysus, and a Gemara in Baba Kama. Toysus can't argue with the Gemara. So how could we ask this Gemara? Then the Chayyim in Rambam also says the same thing. Rambam passes like the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. The Rambam in Peyik Dalim in Maaseh Sheni Halacha Yud Beis second Halacha. Hoyo bo baderech umo is biyodoy ve'anos vokenegdi. He was traveling. He had money in his hands, and a robber comes along up against him to take his money. If the money can be saved, then it can be poida bo his shebebeisoy. If there's no ways that he can save this money, and he said, the fruit of having a house, mechulolim al mois halolu loy omar klum, nothing. He hasn't said anything. Why? Because the money is not his. It's gone. It's finished. It's not in his hands anymore. For all means and purposes, it belongs to the robbers. The robbers have taken it. Even though the robbers haven't touched the money yet. The robbers haven't touched the money. They haven't done anything with the money. Yeah, they've just thrown an arrow at the money.
He was miyash.
Sorry?
He was miyash.
Oh. So, yeah. So the Chayre, Rama passes like Gemara, and the Chayre would come out that not only Zorak Kli Meroish Agag is Shimon Potu, if he breaks it afterwards, but even if Reuven Zorak Chet shot an arrow at the Kli, Shimon would also be Potur. And it was in our case, because the robbers are a Chet, they're an arrow coming towards the money, in spite of the fact that they're an arrow, Afilo Hochi, Lich Oire, the Eretz Yisrael Dika could keep the money, according to this Gemara. But how will Tosis find for this Gemara? So if you look in the Rambam, in Halacha Yud Aleph, the previous Halacha, the Halacha preceding this Halacha, says the Rambam, a person cannot be poide with money that is not in his possession. She'enoi birshus soy, not in his possession, that's not in his rishus. That means even if this money belongs to him, it's his money, he owns it, but it's not in his rishus. A'noi poide b'moi she'enoi birshus she'ne'emar, special posuk, v'tzarto hakesef biyodecho. The money has to be in your hands in order to be poide Maaseh Sheni onto it. So there's a special halacha that's said by Mois Maaseh Sheni. that even if I own this money, and it belongs to me, and it's mine, that I can only be poyde ma'ase sheni if it's in my rishus, if I have the money,
physically.
Because, v'tzarto ha-kesef bi-yodecho. Bi-yodecho, it's got to be in your hands. Now we know that every chayfetz, everything, ownership, there's two aspects to ownership. It belongs to me, and it's physically with me. It's in my rishus. I have it. Sheli, it's mine. U-bir-shusi, and it's in my possession. You can have a kli, or chayfetz, or money, which is sheli, belongs to me. But it's not in my rishus. It's in the bank. Or it's by yenem. Somebody else has it. But it belongs to me. It's sheli, then bir-shusi. You can have something the other way around. You can have something which is bir-shusi, it's in my rishus. But it doesn't belong to me, it's not mine. It belongs to yen, it belongs to somebody else. It's bir-shusi, but it's ein sheli. So, l'chodira, we could say like this, that there's two, every chayfetz has two aspects. Is it mine, and is it in my possession? It can be mine, but not in my possession, or it can be in my possession, but not mine. The status of an arrow, of a kli, where an arrow is bearing down towards this kli, an arrow has been shot at it. What is its status? What's the status of that kli? What is this kli? Does it exist? Is it mine? Is it in my rishus? Yes, it's mine. It exists. And it's mine. It's sheli. But I have no koyach over it. I have no powers over it anymore. I've got no koyach over it. There's nothing I can do with it. The arrow is coming down to it. Al pi derech hateva, it's going to break. So because I have no control over it, I have no powers over it, it's sheli, but it's ene birshusi. It's not in my rishus. It's not in my rishus. So because it's not in my, because it's mine, so true it's not in my rishus. It's not in my rishus because I have lost all control over this chayfetz. I can't possibly do anything with it. If an arrow is bearing down on this chayfetz, it's going to break. So it might belong to me on paper. But what can I do with it? It's going to break anyway. So it's sheli ene birshusi, that's its status. If somebody comes along and breaks it, he's taken something that belongs to me. It wasn't in my rishus, true, because an arrow is going to break it. But it belongs to me, it's mine. The title deeds are mine, it's sheli, it belongs to me. So he's stealing, he's breaking, he's being mazik, he's breaking something that belongs to me. So he's chayiv, says Tosfos. That's why Tosfos says he's chayiv. Were it to throw it off the roof, then finished. It's gone. He's done the damage in the chayfetz, mona tvira tova, it's gone. But if he didn't touch the chayfetz, all he did was shoot an arrow to it. So the chayfetz is still existent, it's still mine, it still belongs to me. But it's not in my possession because I have no control over it. It's sheliv eini bershusi. If Shimon comes along with and breaks that chayfetz, then he's made it oishini, he's taken it out of my possession. It's not mine anymore, he's broken it. So he's stolen, he's broken, he's being a mazik, he's taken something that belongs to me. That's why Tosfos says that if a person shoots an arrow at the kli, and then Shimon breaks it, Shimon will be chayiv. Because true, it wasn't in my rishus, but he's made it oif sheli. He's taken it away from me. It was mine. Now let's go to Maaser Sheni. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, there's a halacha by Maaser Sheni. Einoi poide b'moi she'eni b'rishus. A person cannot be poide with money that's not in his possession. Why? Pasuk says that tzarto ha-kesef bi-yodecho. So, comes out like this. True that this money belongs to me. It's my money. The fact that the robbers are going to steal it doesn't make it not mine. Maybe I have no control over this money anymore, but it's still mine. And if it's still mine, l'cha'oira, I should be able to be poide the moi she'eni onto this money. So why can't I? Why won't it work? Teretz is because by Maaser Sheni there's a special halacha that you cannot be poided with Moshe in your birshuscho, because it says v'tzarto ha-kesef bi-yodecho. It's got to be in your rishus also, not just yours, but it's got to be in your rishus also. It's got to be physically with you, and that is why the Rambam precedes halacha yud aleph with halacha yud beis. Says the Rambam, einoi poide b'moshe in your birshus. A person can't be poide with money that's not in his rishus, even if it belongs to him. And this halacha yud aleph is an explanation to the next halacha yud beis. Says the Rambam, a practical application of this halacha that you can only be poyed with mois that are in your rishus, is this halacha that if I'm holding money in my hands and it belongs to me, it's mine, Shali. But highway robbers coming along and want to take it. Then I've lost control over this money. It's not considered in my rishus anymore. Even if I'm holding it, it's not considered in my rishus. And therefore you can't be poydimo as mashishaniyot. But it's still shili. It's still shili. And would come out that if somebody else would suddenly come along and grab that money off me, then he'd be chayv to pay me back. Because he's stolen money that belongs to me. It's my money. That's which means, now we translate back to our shayla, comes out l'chayra, that this fellow has to give the money back to the owner. Because, seeing as the robbers who are coming down the stairs haven't touched the money, they didn't throw the kli off the roof, they simply shot an arrow at the kli, they're bearing down on the money, so therefore the status of that money, what is the status of that money? As far as the owner is concerned, it's shaloi, it belongs to him, but it's not in his possession because he's lost full control over it. He has no control over this money. As long as the robbers are going to take it, he's got no control over the money. But it belongs to him, it's his, it's shaloi. And if it's his money, no one's allowed to steal it, no one's allowed to take it. So the nephew is not allowed to take this money because it belongs to the owner, it belongs to the uncle. It might not be in his rishus, he may not have control over it. It's shaloi, but it's anybody's rishusoi. So Yilchayra, he can't keep the money. And Nebuchim, he'll have difficulty with the chasen. But Yilchayra, just to finish off, to be matzav and matzav, Yilchayra, there's a very simple answer to why he'll be able to keep this money. The Gemara says, there's an idea of Yiyush. Vailei lechisorin kis. Oi, Nebuch, it's gone, I've lost it. I lost my wallet. Yiyush. If we're talking in a scenario where al pi derech hateva, by nature, al pi derech hateva, as far as everything seems to be, this money is definitely going to be taken. They've got guns, they've worked it all out, they're professionals, he's long given up because he's scared, he's miyash on the money. He's been miyash. If he's been miyash, so lechayra, somebody else can come along and take this money, why not? Yush. Aye, you'll tell me that it's machloikas rishonim, Shita Saramban, that you can't be miyash, yush doesn't work on something that is in my rishus, that's in my house. Or but Tosis holds that yush does work in something that's even in my rishus. Or Memela, the nephew who's got the $50,000 in his hands, can say, Kimli ka Tosis, I hold like Tosis, I hold like Tosis. Or Memela can keep the money, and I can still gain Tosis roll, with the mazel de kishon, and make his chasnas.